I think we should do it like this, where like you're the host and I come on as a guest each week. I'm a recurring guest. I just want to be a recurring guest on this podcast. Is that okay?
I don't know. I feel like we're both recurring guests.
You were saying earlier that you were getting feedback now that we've started releasing the podcast.
I was getting feedback that you are more of the host.
Well, I'm an experienced entertainer.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be good at hosting. I'm good at talking about myself and going off. I know, I'm not good at it at all.
You are good at going off. I also think something I've noticed is that you tend to, and I think the audience might have a bit of a skewed perspective because we obviously give them an edited version of the podcast, but you speak in more complete sentences and I speak in sort of sentence fragments and repeat myself like a whole lot. Maybe I'm just better at filling time.
No, I think it's because I'm at the mic more and you're doing more you're commenting on things I'm saying.
Oh, I see. You're saying it's because I'm not contributing.
They're not contributing the same way. So I think that's why we're getting hosty dynamic.
That might be true. I mean, in general, I will say, you know, I kind of get my performance jollies out elsewhere. And so why are you making that face at me?
First of all,
my jollies.
Performance jollies is insane.
What?
But also, I don't know about that one. So you think the only reason I'm giving content is because I don't have my performance jollies elsewhere. And so I got a lot to say when I'm here.
I think I have little to say and you have a lot to say.
One could argue that you've had practice elsewhere. So your bits could appear
They could
here
be
live.
Better. They're not. They could be better. They're not. Also feel like I'm doing this in part as like an avenue for you to...
No,
stretch your performance wings. I mean, I know you're not going to want to do a live show. Wouldn't that be so fun, though?
No,
doing a live show?
No. The only reason this podcast is good is because 50% of it gets cut.
Yeah, that is true. So much of it gets cut. That's not 50.
No,
not quite 50.
It's
but
like
it's a lot.
20.
Yeah, like a good 20%
gone. We can't cut live, okay?
We can't cut live, but we could have so much more fun. I don't know. I feel like people love you, Jay, and I just want... That's part of the thing, is I want this to be an avenue for you, because people love you, and they want to see you. They
Sometimes, whatever happened to just being funny, candidly.
I don't know. You're the one on a podcast.
I still feel candid.
This was your idea.
Okay. Can we also run it back, because people say, how did the podcast start? Literally, I have no idea.
It was your idea.
What did I say?
You were like, can we start recording this? Because you just think that we have a good rapport, that we talk well, that we're funny.
I guess I kind of have a vague memory of saying, do you think that you and I'd be good together on a podcast? And you said no.
I believe that. I believe that I would say that. And I still believe that. I don't think that our podcast is like great because we have such a great dynamic.
People are saying we have a good dynamic. Literally that exact thing is what they're saying.
I don't usually look at you during the podcast, and I'm doing it right now, and I'm starting to get, I'm starting to freak myself out.
I, one time bought a secondhand, I'm using my fingers to cover Gabe's face for context.
It's like a little shield.
I got a secondhand, child's explanation of, is it the seven deadly plagues?
Seven deadly sins?
No,
the
plagues.
The 10 plagues?
The 10 plagues.
Okay.
It was 10 plagues, so it was like, plastic bag full of the plagues, but it was at a secondhand store, so there was only like 3 plagues left.
Okay, so this is like during the Jewish holiday of Passover, there's the 10 plagues that God put on the Egyptians, so blah blah blah. There were like kids' toys that would like signify all of them,
yeah,
so that a kid could remember.
So there was one for each.
So there's
stickers.
Generally stickers in this circumstance.
Well, no, but there were objects too. I'm sorry. That was not in the bag.
Okay.
Should have been in the bag.
Honestly,
was left off the bus.
That's a plague. That's a deadly plague.
Well, because can you remember any of them?
Okay, so the first one was blood, then frogs. I'm not sure I'm going to get the order for the rest of them. Locusts, illness among the beasts of the field. That's true. You're going to laugh at me, but that's true. Boils is one of them.
Being uggo is
being
one
uggo
of them.
Okay. Am I at 5? Okay.
Bugs, uggo, blood.
Hail, darkness, and then the last one is the death of the firstborn, but I missed a couple in there.
That seemed like 10 to me.
It was 8, but go on.
Gabe's probably somewhat correct, and if he's not correct, he'll just do a voiceover later to pretend like he was correct.
Farts. I just
and there was farts.
I knew I missed one.
But I knew about this vaguely.
Yeah, but you're not, you don't have the Jewish education that I do.
I didn't have the J-E like you did. That's what they call it worldwide.
The big J-E.
The J-E. I just went to more bar mitzvahs than you did.
That's definitely not true.
Are you kidding me? How many did you go to?
Upwards of 30.
Okay, so you went to more than
that was a moderate estimate.
Okay, yours have like sweatshirts?
Sometimes they did. Sometimes there'd be a live airbrush artist just like,
yeah, on the hats.
Yeah, doing Rob. The hats, doing the sweatshirts. I once got an airbrush artist to make a pillowcase for me that had a smiley face on it and just said the word death underneath it.
That's funny.
I was pretty edgy.
And they did it, folks.
They did it.
As long as there wasn't a swastika on it, they'd do it.
Yeah, they would do it. And if it was a Hindu swastika, that's fine.
True. Go in the other direction.
Yeah, go in the other direction.
Oh, my God. Wait. Put a pin in that.
Okay. Should
okay.
I write that
put
down?
A pin on
Hindu
that?
Hindu swastika?
No. Okay. We'll remember. If we don't remember it, it's all right. Let's put it this way. But I came across it, and I was like, wow, this is so interesting. I need to buy it. Because I've never seen anything like that in a freaking Chicago Salvation Army. So I bought it, not realizing there was only so many pieces in it. And when I got in the car and I opened it up, there was only three things in it. Okay?
Okay, hit me.
Three things. It was a little plastic finger puppet of a giraffe.
A giraffe? A giraffe. That's not one of them.
Giraffe, like one tiny ant. Like one plastic ant.
Okay.
And some really sick sunglasses.
Maybe the sick sunglasses is darkness. But that's so confusing.
So I was like, I don't know what the hell is going on here. Obviously, some of the plagues fell out the bag.
Yeah, but also, I've seen many sets of these kinds of toys. Mm-hmm. There's a very common set that are finger puppets, so you can put one on each finger.
Is one a giraffe?
No, because that's not one of the plagues.
No, but here's the thing. I looked, there was a map of them. They were actually appropriate to that set. So what do you think the giraffe was?
Probably something about the livestock, you know, because there's the one about the illness among livestock. Should I look them up? Would that be an interesting part of the podcast?
I could go grab the bag. It's in the house.
Okay, you want to grab the bag. I'll look up the plagues.
Ugh. Oh, so far away.
You're... Okay.
What, should I get it?
Since we're talking about the dynamic of the podcast, it's kind of interesting that the reason we started having the podcast is because at some point we must have thought that we had an interesting dynamic or like good conversation and like wanted to, you know, we liked our home life. And so we were like, let's bring this to the people. But now we just don't talk to each other in hope that like the podcast will be better if we don't talk to each other in between recordings.
People have said... They have asked me, like, do you guys have any rules for the podcast? And I'm like, try not to say people's names so Gabe has less work to do.
Yes.
And don't hang out the day of the recording because we'll have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, that's the advice, yeah.
Those are the two rules, right?
I think so.
So there you go.
Yeah. And we're also supposed to prepare, but we don't. We're working on it.
What's to prepare?
Just to, like, put a sieve to run your thoughts through and catch all the bad boy behavior that lingers there and then bring that sieve to the podcast. Okay, I was very close. Here's what we got. And I will say one of these is basically a double because, okay, this is messed up, actually. I'm mad about this. So water turning to blood, frogs, lice, flies.
No, lice. Yeah. Lice and flies. They're different.
They're different. Livestock pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the killing of the firstborn. You're telling me I'm supposed to remember lice, flies, and locusts?
Yeah, because
as
they all do
plagues?
Different things. Lice is like an infestation. There's one with the locusts are like crop killers. Okay, because I actually read about this year because there was the big cicada moment. People were like, the plague? Zuh? Question mark?
But a cicada is not a locust.
Locusts are bugs.
But are they flies?
Are not
or
cicadas.
Are they lice or
no,
are they locusts?
Different. All different. One is parasite.
Lice is the parasite. It makes people itchy. Flies.
Cute.
No, wait. I don't think that's...
Flies, they're cute. And when they land on you, they throw up. That's all I know about flies.
Yeah, so I'm guessing I wonder, where's the plague, you know?
Anyway, okay, the reason I'm bringing this up is because the sunglasses that came with it were very cool.
Okay.
But very small, very tight, okay?
Okay.
I was thinking, in an effort to not make eye contact with you, I could go get those little sunglasses from the plague's bag in our closet.
That's what this was about? That's why you brought up the 10 plagues?
That was a full circle right there.
I mean, you could just get regular sunglasses.
I don't have any sunglasses in the house.
That's so stupid that we went on that whole long
what?
Tangent.
It's so funny. They're very small.
Okay, well, you were the one who wasn't even willing to get them while I was looking up the plagues.
Pull up my Venmo. Look at my picture.
I'm going to pull up your Venmo just to make you pay me for our bills.
It's a picture of me holding a tequila soda, wearing the little glasses.
Okay, everyone, what's your Venmo? We'll get
it on the... J_angel_.
Listen.
They might be dashes. Sorry.
If you
if you see cool sunglasses and a tequila soda, you're
just,
on the right
yeah,
page.
Just make sure that if there's no tequila soda, if there's no tequila sunglasses, then you're on the wrong
tequila
page.
Tequila sunglasses.
Listen, if you want to support the page, the best thing you can do is send Jay money. If you want to support this podcast, the best thing you can do is send Jay money, because they don't get an ego trip out of people telling them the podcast is good, but they do love money.
And Gabe, more importantly, knows I owe him some cash.
Yeah, just a small... just a small payment that hasn't been made. That's okay. I'm just going to deduct it from the rent. Easy. Do you feel like you've been on good behavior this week?
Yeah, because 50% of the people that I date are not in town. Wait, I will tell one story. One story.
Please.
Which was, I was at my buddy's house. I was taking a bath, and I was laying there. There was a spider in the bath. I was out of sorts. Okay, I wasn't having the best time.
Okay.
Mentally. And I was saying, I don't feel well. I'm never going to be better. I'm sick in the fucking head. And then my buddy said, God, if you're listening, please make Jay skinny. We're all praying for him. God, if you're out there, we pray every day that Jay will be skinny.
Have you ever prayed earnestly?
No, never in my entire life.
Never in your entire life? You never believed that there was something out there?
I remember like my cat being at the vet when I was like 8 years old, and my stepmom was like, all right, everyone, let's pray for Dexter. Let's all pray for him. And I remember, like, sitting on the edge of the bed. Like, we were all, like, on the floor. And I was just like, where am I right now? I didn't have any thoughts. I was just, like looking left, right, like, what's going on?
Yeah, why is everyone being quiet right now?
I don't know what thinking is.
I feel like if you started praying, you'd get so easily distracted and start doing other things in your brain. That, like, you'd corrupt the prayer. It would be like, it would start like, dear God, and it would end like, you know, and then it would be like, God would get it and be like, what?
Yeah, I would see a transcript of it and be like, what the hell am I looking
at? What am I supposed to do with this?
What am I?
Who's Dexter?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even explain what you're asking for.
I don't know. I mean, that's like literally my only prayer story.
Okay, wow. That's interesting. I mean, okay.
Wait, you got some?
No, but I would do. Well, I definitely have prayed a lot. But I think here's why I might be considered the host of the podcast. You don't ask me any goddamn questions.
Because you prayed more?
No, because you don't ask me any goddamn questions.
In real life, I ask you a ton of questions and you don't answer me. This is retribution.
Okay, there are some. Okay, listen. There are sometimes I don't answer your questions. Whenever I do that, I feel like I'm doing it as like retaliation.
I asked you 10 questions today, and the only question you answered is, does my braid look good? And you said, no.
It didn't. You want me to lie to you?
No, it's just so funny how many other questions I asked you since we've both been home.
Okay, can you give me some of the questions? We'll run it back. I'll answer them now.
No, see?
This is going to be so much fun. Come on. If you have a serious reservation, you won't do it.
It's just, there was 9 times today that said, isn't Nigel cute?
Okay, how am I supposed to respond? Of course laughing. Nigel's cute. When you're not here.
You think he's cute, but when I'm here, he's ugly?
No. Nigel and I have a very special relationship. Nigel's a cat. I said that because I thought about the principle that I'd learned in the past, but you have to remember that every episode of a podcast could be someone's first. So Nigel's a cat.
If they don't know who Nigel is, I don't want them listening.
They might be anyway. We're on Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio. So like...
sweet.
I don't know what that is, but we're on it. If you're trying to listen to us on Pandora, I'm pretty sure you could.
But it's going to be on Shuffle. It's...
and there's ads. So don't, you know. I recommend only listening to our podcast with Spotify Premium.
True.
I don't think there are any ads on our podcast.
I want to know what our targeted ads would be.
Douches.
No. Cut that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, let me ask you some questions, okay?
Okay, wait. I want to keep talking
about
the
Nigel thing. Are you a boy or a girl?
Wait, I'll answer that for you. But first, I want to talk about the Nigel situation. Because when you're gone, Nigel and I have a routine while I'm working from home. He goes outside. He spends his time outside. I yell out the window. I go, Nigel! Because I know that I have to imitate your voice in order to get him to come. And he comes inside, and he sits under the desk on my little backpack, and he sniffs around, and I scratch him. And we have a cute little relationship, and I go, oh, and I don't do my work while I pet him. And then something distracts me. I have to get back to work, and he leaves. An hour later, I'm like, Nigel! It's our little thing. I love this boy. I've sent you videos.
He sits on your lap when I'm not here.
He does sit on my lap.
That's crazy.
But he doesn't do that when you're around. We have a different relationship when you're here. When you're here, you know, he doesn't want to give me attention. In fact, when I came back from my little trip away, He gave me attention in front of you for like 2 seconds. He looked at you and he jumped off the couch. Like he was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. From his perspective, we're the two creatures in this world for the most part. There's probably more, but we're the two creatures who regularly feed him. So he's got to stay in our good graces.
True.
And if you see that he is hanging out with me, you're going to stop feeding him.
But I think it's because you overfeed.
I do feed him.
A little too much. Okay, yeah, you backed off.
I do feed him less now, and he's hungry.
He's hungry.
Okay, am I a boy or a girl? You want to know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a man.
Okay, this might be literally insanely inappropriate, and I don't think I can make eye contact with you while I say it.
I'm covering my eyes.
I can't.
I'm peeking. Okay. Come on.
I'm going to say it really fast, and then I'm going to ask you another question. So let me come up with the question so that I can dive right into it. All right. I don't know if Gabe's a boy or a girl, but this morning, don't look at me through those fingers. This morning, I was walking in the hallway, and I did bump Gabe's penis for a second.
No, that's true. I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't know if you knew.
No one said anything. I went to work, and I just said to my coworker, yo, before I got here, I think I brushed up against Gabe's penis. She said, did you say anything? I said, no.
No, why would we?
Anyway, do you consider yourself more of a hunter or a gatherer?
Gatherer, for sure. I'm more of a gatherer. I'm really, really what I am is I'm not a hunter or a gatherer, is I'm a wait for someone else to bring it to me kind of person.
So a boy. Well, it's funny. I was talking to my mom today. She's asking me. She's like, I don't know how it came up. I think she was talking about like moving and stuff. And she's like, oh, like what's your plan for you and Gabe moving or whatever? I was like, well, you know, Gabe is really good when you tell him to do something. But I've never in my life seen him do anything without me asking. And my mom's like, oh, okay. So he's a good boy then. I'm a good boy. And she literally said the terms good boy. And I was like, a boy who does what he's told, I guess, is a good boy.
I'm a good boy.
You don't have to be what's called like one step ahead. I mean, as a boy, you just have to shut up and take it.
I do what I'm told. Sometimes that makes me a good boy, sometimes that makes me a good girl. I'm just saying. I will say, okay, let's get into it, because frankly, here's the thing. I understand I was assigned male at birth. I have a lot of, you know, traditionally masculine traits. It's just the way I am. I'm definitely a lot more feminine than some other guys I know. But I don't have gender dysphoria. I just think the whole system's fucked.
You did tell me you wish you had boobs, though.
Who doesn't?
I'm just saying.
Who doesn't?
I don't know if you're a boy or a girl, but you did tell me once, I wish I had boobs.
Of course I do.
At the same time, when I had boobs, I didn't feel that comfortable being around you with them.
Yeah, so what does that
so
make me?
So you might be a boy.
So here's the thing. Yeah, I'm a chick with... No, wait.
I'm a chick with a dick.
No, I'm a boy with boobs. That's what you need to understand. But the other thing is, like, I don't dislike my body. I like my chest.
I don't dislike my body. I dislike your body.
Yeah, I do dislike your body. Please, can we say the thing that you said about the underboob earlier?
Go for it.
Because you're trying to say, like, now that you've had your little job, you're like, oh, maybe I can do the underboob now that I don't have massive tits.
Oh, and then I said, well, my nipple used to be lower than the underboob. So I couldn't really do that.
You used to hang out of the crop top.
Literally, true.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, the poor fucking thing.
Okay, wait. I do have a question about the thing that you said, though.
We can't talk.
I can't talk about it?
What?
Okay,
what
wait.
Thing?
Okay, it's not about what happened. It's just about the
how you felt about it. It's not about what happened.
No.
While it was happening, it was happening 5 seconds
after.
Not about either.
But I've noticed this phenomenon, and I've heard it described by other people as well, that, like, let's say I'm on a crowded train, and I'm not proud of this. I don't think this is something that I've consciously thought about. It's just something that kind of naturally happens. Let's say I'm on a crowded train and my side brushes up against someone's boob. I know that it's a boob. I can't see it. Like, I haven't, there's no, it's just something about the feeling of it. I immediately know. Is the same thing true of a penis?
Well, I knew.
Does one always know?
Yes. How could you not?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes I brush up against somebody and I don't know what I touched.
I can't.
I'm like, that could be their wallet.
I can't get into these details with you right now. It's too soon.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Nigel knows it. I know it.
I'm glad you talked about it with your coworker, though.
I gotta tell them something. I mean, 50% of my partners are out of town. Where's the contact coming from? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's all that it is.
All right, let's talk about something that's not gender-related, Jew-related, partner-related, Nigel-related.
Okay, so I guess we have to talk about not some... I literally don't even
politics?
Know what we can talk about.
Try that out.
Here's the problem. As I noticed this when I was editing one of our other episodes, if we talk about politics...
You have to edit them faster.
Yeah, it's going to be outdated by the time that we put it out.
This isn't like South Park, folks.
Like, I think I talk about Joe Biden in one of the first episodes.
He's still around.
But he's not running for president.
Maybe we should talk about politics. He's going to motivate you to edit them faster.
Okay.
Anyway, Joe Biden was at the beach today.
Oh, yeah. I did. Okay. If y'all haven't seen this picture of Joe Biden at the beach with his shirt off, I recommend looking at it. I don't know if you've ever seen Jerry Stiller, this actor. Mm. That's the body type we're working with in Joe Biden, which I didn't know. I don't know why. I assume that if you're a president, you have to do push-ups.
Joe Biden would be a great candidate for one of those Instagram posts that says, like, hey, girlies, listen up. Like, if you think that everyone's body looks like this, just remember this is what we look like from the side. And that's Joe Biden on the beach.
Okay, you were mentioning this trend earlier. I don't understand this trend.
You and I are getting advertised very different things. I get people in car crashes, shark attacks, a lot of prosthetics, eating disorders.
Yeah, we're getting different content.
Bugs. See,
the content that I'm getting is political, trauma dumping. Have you heard of this, like, what's it called? Trauma dumping candy bowl thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know about this?
Mm.
Where people bring
I didn't know this was a thing, but I saw one video and it's two people in the car and they were like, my mom farted in my face at the grocery store, and I brought gummy worms. Yeah,
exactly. That's it. Yeah. I don't understand this trend, but I like it.
Wait, we should do it on the podcast.
Yeah, we should do
that's
one.
That's a good idea.
Let's get some gummy candy.
It really separate the men from the girls with the boobs, if you know what I mean.
Sorry, I'm going through a bit of a crisis because of that conversation we had a minute ago.
What? The dick in the hallway?
No, not the dick in the hallway.
Oh, the what?
That's fine.
What are we going through?
Thinking about whether I want tits.
No.
It's okay.
There's nothing to be done for you. You already got a tattoo on your chest.
Yeah, that's true. It would put a lot of money on, you know.
Break it up pretty bad. Like a jigsaw puzzle of a skull with flames around it.
That's true.
It would look like a jumbled four-piece puzzle.
Well, maybe if I just got E-titties.
What's that?
It's just like I just started taking estrogen.
Canceled.
What? That's not allowed?
No, I'm just saying that I didn't know what E-titties were. I was just thinking like titties online.
Oh, yeah. This is like email.
Yeah.
I'm an e-female now.
E-female.
That's not funny to you? Email, e-female? You don't like that?
No, because RuPaul of RuPaul's Drag Race finally, 20 seasons later, basically, stopped saying, you've got she-male.
Oh, it took a while.
They would be like, girl, you got she-male. And then it'd be like a group of like, on RuPaul there's trans contestants, okay? They're not just drag.
That's true. So I guess it is very important to be sensitive. I will say, I don't think it's ever appropriate to, like, you know, call someone a he, she, call someone a they, them, you know?
Yeah, weird.
You know, you shouldn't refer to a person by these characteristics. You should just refer to the characteristics describing the person.
Yo, what's up with people in the queer community being like, they were a they, them?
Yeah, it's very common. My
I don't
biggest
like that at all.
Okay, and this is a
and I don't like when people say NB either.
An NB? No.
No.
I was trying to workshop this joke about this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't subscribe to gender, but I'm not non-binary. I'm not an NB, because whenever the sheet comes up and I get to pick an option, I always choose not applicable. So I'm not an NB, I'm an NA.
Nice.
So stupid. It's not that funny. Anyway.
Yeah, you can edit a part of the podcast when I'm laughing at one of my own jokes. Copy and paste that right after you just said that joke.
I will do that. Thanks for the permission.
I mean, do you think that me laughing while talking on the podcast makes it seem unprofessional? Because I feel like comedians don't usually laugh at their jokes.
We're not comedians in this circumstance.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I also think that, you know, there's elitism in this world and there's people who like want to have that. I don't know about unprofessional, but there's people who want to have that certain level of like decorum. I don't know. Personally, if I see that a comedian isn't having fun, that's a problem.
You to stop and tell yourself that one more time.
If a comedian's not having fun, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Are you saying that that's my problem?
You're never having fun.
I'm not having fun when I'm on stage?
No.
Oh, never?
No. Well, I've only seen you twice, but no.
This is such a major call out to be happening in this public.
Come
forum.
On. We talked about it last time. We talked about having
okay,
your super
okay. Go off. Go
you
off.
You had
go
your
off.
Heineken after blah, 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 whatever. I'm just saying, you know, ruminate on that one. But you can. No, it's true. You can tell when a bitch is having a good time / bad.
I was thinking about this because, yes, obviously you can tell when people are having a good time. Sometimes when someone's not laughing, it's because they're not having a good time. Sometimes they're not laughing because they're focusing on what they're doing and they're just like, or they just like quiet their laughter because they're like just trying to be professional, like you were saying. But personally, especially on the podcast, I need you to laugh because I want the laughs to be rolling in, because then when I say something stupid, you might laugh at it.
Mm.
That's what I want.
I'm trying to give you the full house experience.
Okay. But about the comedy. Because what I was saying is, I think I have trouble having fun because I'm kind of stupid.
I think you should take more shots before you perform.
You think I should get drunk?
Yes, I honestly do.
I don't think that building a drug dependency is going to better my practice generally.
Not drug dependency, but I think that, you know, there's a chill way to loosen up via two shots.
That's so much for me.
One shot.
That's still, I mean, I'm I just don't think that that's the best option for me.
I think next time, just try. Just okay. Try it once. See how it goes.
Okay, I'll try. I just think that I have trouble thinking of the funny stuff when I'm lit. And in general, that's the other problem, is that I have this stuff that I write, and I'm like, I got to trust the stuff that I wrote, because if I try to improvise, it's not going to be that funny.
One day on the podcast, I'd love to go back into the two times I ever did stand-up and wrote my set list on my phone and then read them to you.
Yes, please. I'd love that.
It's really bad. I remember feeling really good about my set. I was so excited. Mm-hmm. And then I ran it by a friend of mine who was a comedian at the time. And she didn't laugh at all. And then I literally didn't perform.
That's rough.
That's how it ended.
That's really sad.
How it ended is that I had my set ready, even though I thought it wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. Because that person didn't laugh. And mm-hmm. I thought she was very funny.
Yeah.
But then I showed up saying, you know, I'll fucking do it. And then a boy I had a crush on was there. And I said, cross me off the list. I'm out.
You didn't want to do that because there was a boy there.
I
didn't want
to do it.
I mean, I think that in general, talking about stand-up kind of fits into the bad boy behavior schema. Just because it takes an ungodly amount of confidence to, like, think that you're worthy of doing that. It's like, what if I had a TED Talk, but I had no point? I was recently watching my very first stand-up tape from my very first performance because my therapist asked me if I'd gotten better since starting 8 years ago. And I was watching the footage and I was like, wow, I really haven't.
Really?
Well, here's what... this is actually my general observation is that I have gotten better, but I got way... I was good on that day one, and then I got way, way worse over the next 2 years. And then since then, I've gotten better.
That's how I feel about gardening, if it makes you feel better.
Oh, yeah?
I never would have started gardening if I didn't have overconfidence at the beginning.
Okay.
The gardens I made were dog shit. Dog shit. Anyone who I installed a garden for basically before 23, I'm sorry. It's a mess. Wow. They don't know it's a mess, but I know it's a mess.
Well, you know.
You know? It brings them joy. Maybe. Or maybe it sucks.
That's all that matters. Or they, you know, they hire someone else and that's fine.
But then I started realizing how dog shit the gardens were. So I put a lot of pressure on myself. It kind of gave myself the yips. I was like, I don't know anything. I suck. I'm the worst. I'm still doing that.
Yeah, that's me right now.
I know. It is kind of a natural thing. You come into it. You're not thinking about it that much. So you probably are pretty good because there's some level of confidence. There's some level of like
natural talent, right?
Yeah. Some like, what's it called? The word where you create a lot of stuff.
Oh.
With a P. Maybe it's profound.
Prolific.
Prolific. You know, it's prolific at the beginning.
Sure.
And then you get a little humbled.
Something I really liked, though, in looking back at these old tapes, is I watched the first performance I ever did that was, like, one that I really was looking forward to. Like, mm-hmm. a show that I thought was, like, big. I was, like, booked on it. And I was like, ooh, that's pretty cool. And then, like, I remember what happened is I went and I spent 2 weeks in New York City doing open mics, just couch surfing. And then I went to go to this show. And I saw how badly I did at that show. Like, I bombed hard. Not only was I bombing, I think I actually legitimately was scaring some of the people in the audience, you know, like making them like uncomfortable and like accusatory. Like it was weird. And so I think it just showed me like, wow, I took such a big nosedive that like, but I thought I was doing so well that now at least I know that even when I think I'm doing badly, I'm doing better than that.
Maybe when you feel like you've really turned a new leaf and you're like, I'm on a roll.
After I've taken a couple shots.
One, two. One and a half shots. Three shots.
Three shots. Take 4 or 5 shots.
Three, four, five shots. Six shots. Okay. Transition.
Oh, I turned into a woman.
We don't even know who Gabe is. New, you know what I'm saying?
New like, name. New name. New
everything. Now you're funny. Okay, people can't find your own material.
Okay. Interesting. I do think one of the reasons why I thought it was important that I start using a stage name is because in a recent episode of the podcast, I did say something along the lines of, I don't do any work at my job. I was just listening to it.
Well, no, it was funny because that's exactly what I was saying. I was saying, I got to give Gabe credit because he's got a lot more on the line than me. One, he performs and he wants to be a comedian.
Yep.
Two, he can get fired.
Yeah, you can't get fired.
I'm self-employed. I don't perform. I'm not a comedian.
There's no stakes for you.
So I just feel like in order to be transparent, I do need to remind you. And maybe that's why you were trying to edit in that clip of me in the last episode when I said something a little risque.
I think it's
trying
good.
To even the score.
I'm not trying to even the score.
You're trying to get me fired from a job that I created for myself.
I'm not trying to get you fired.
I can't quit and I can't get fired. No, I can quit.
I just don't think what you said was that bad.
Yikes. Anyway, I think that right now, I think insert here. We haven't ever done this before, but clip of your old stand up into this one.
Okay, we'll throw a clip in. Do you want to watch it and then we'll react to it on the other side?
Yeah, we haven't done any reactions to stuff.
But that's the way we could. We could put it in.
Sure.
And then react. Do you want to do that? We don't have to.
We don't have to react. I think just put one in and then do.
No, but okay. But see, now we now. Okay, so let's say I put it in right here. And now we're back on the other side.
That was so fucking funny.
You didn't even listen
to
it.
That was so funny. Well, I just thought of when I ask you questions, a lot of the times I'm asking a question that I would ask myself if I were you, right?
Example.
Like, I said to you, I think today, I said, do you think your partner wishes that you moved in with them instead of me?
And what did I say?
And then you're like, no, do you think that? And I was like,
okay, so
no.
I did it. Okay, I want to start off by saying I answered your fucking question, didn't I?
No, I know, but I'm just thinking of the questions that I generally ask you throughout the day. Like,
sure.
I'm like looking at you thinking, what are you thinking about or something?
But that's really what you're thinking about.
But it's just interesting.
So you just want me to ask you back.
No, I don't. I don't. You always ask me back and I'm like, I don't know. I'm not thinking about that.
Do you wish you were moving in with your partner instead of?
No,
does
I don't
your partner wish that you were moving in with
no,
him instead of me?
No, I'm never like, oh, this is how my partner feels. I wonder how Gabe's partner feels. I just like think about your life. And then I think, I wonder if Gabe thinks about his life. And then I'll say stuff like that. And what's interesting about that, it's not specific to our relationship, it's specific to the relationships around me,
mm-hmm.
is that often I'm asking people questions they have never asked themselves. And they're like, hey.
To be fair, that wasn't the case with that question. I had asked myself that question.
So why'd you say no? Do you think that?
Well, I did say no, didn't I? Had the thought and then talked to my partner about it.
Oh.
What'd
they say?
No.
Then they text me, I wish I was moving into Gabe's house.
I think we would like to live with each other at some point, but I don't think we want to live with each other now. I think that our relationship is really good. So it's like, let's not take the fast lane. Jesus. Plus both of us hook up with other people.
True.
So it's like, why would you want to be in the same building?
True.
Idiot. Okay, wait. Well, I was going to bring it back to the questions because one thing I said was that I often don't answer your questions as retribution. And to give an example of that, because you didn't ask, as an example.
I'm sorry. I'll go.
Nigel! Quit scratching that. Okay. As an example, when we first moved in with each other, I would often ask you where you were going, and you wouldn't tell me.
This has come up in therapy before.
You've talked about it in therapy?
No, like my partner.
Oh, you also do it to your partner, where you don't tell them.
But continue.
And so there are times when I'm going out to do something, and with most people, under most circumstances, if they ask me where I'm going, I'm just going to tell them. I keep it a secret as retribution. I'm like, I'll let them know after. That's what I say. I'll let them know after.
And I have your location.
Yeah, you do have my location on your phone, so you pretty much know where I am anyway. Okay, now that it's been 45 minutes, can we call it?
No. I got to tell the story of the swastika real quick.
What story of what? Oh, the pin. We put a pin in that.
And then we'll go.
I wish I'd written it down.
We didn't need to. I'm a genius. I don't even know if it's funny, so let's just say bye, bye. And now if it's funny, keep it.
Okay, for those of you who want to hear, if you want to hear the swastika story, stay until after the byes. Okay, and then I'll put the byes after. Okay, go ahead.
My first year in college, God bless that bitch's little heart, I took a class called Buddhist Wisdom and Literature.
Okay.
Kind of out of character thing for me to do, but you have to, like, at the dumbass college that we went to, you have to, like, take a class from all these different buildings and blah, 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 and I was probably had to take that.
You're vaguely philosophically minded. I'm not surprised that you would.
I know exactly why I took that class. I don't know what I'm saying.
Tell me.
I was interested.
Exactly.
Color me interested. Anyway, well, I grew up going to a Buddhist temple. I didn't like it.
And so you were like, maybe Buddhism's cool.
I was like, let's see what it's all about.
Sure.
So I took this class. At the last, like the last day of the class, like they had a monk come in or something.
Sure.
Right? Like, I can't remember really anything else besides the fact that it's the last day and they were like, a monk's going to come in. They exist.
I want to remind everyone, I just want to say this. Nuns, monks, priests, They're not magical beings. These are people wearing silly outfits. I just want to put it out there. They are choosing this. Like, you can respect them for the dedication that they put into something, but don't think, oh, a monk, they must be wise.
Did kind of seem like that.
Okay, so there was a little bit of glorification of the monkness.
It would be so funny, though, if it was just my teacher in a different outfit. Which it was not, unfortunately. Okay, that would be fucking hilarious. The monk came in. I remember just us all asking that person questions, like, as if, like, that was, like, literally God in the room being like...
You were asking questions about spirituality, or you were asking questions about what it's like being a monk?
All of the above.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. We all just asked fucking inappropriate questions, probably. Some more inappropriate than others. The reason I'm telling this story is because at the end, you know, this person went around and gave us all trinkets, right? Some got, like, a little red thing and, like, a little blah, 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 like, all these things. And what did I get? I got this tiny woven swastika.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, hey, what?
Wait, it was, but it was woven. So was it visible from both sides?
I have it in my room right now. Yeah. And I was like, at the time, I think I was like, wait a second. And I hadn't learned that it was a sign that was reappropriated. The sign was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing before it was reappropriated.
Yeah. And, you know.
And a visually very appealing symbol.
Yeah. The person didn't mean any harm to you by giving it to you, but.
But I did say, he what? And after we get off air, I'm going to put on those little sunglasses. I'm going to get out that little swastika.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
Bye.
Let me do my part first. Everybody,
bye.
Okay, bye, everybody.